We're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amid in the middle of the line where the Gemara begins. Omer Reb Ami Hamatfis Mo'ois Maser Sheni L'Shlamim Loi Konu Shlamim. We've already spoken about the fact that a person is allowed to bring a Korban Shlamim and for that matter other Korbanois from Maser Sheni money. How do I know that? From the top line, the Gemara brought a drasha yesterday, Exeter Shabbos, Shom Shom. Lagabi the din of Maser Sheni, it says in the Pasuk, Nesata Bekesef. And then the Pasuk continues on, V'chal to Shom, Shom meaning in Yerushalayim. And said the Gemara Yishlam, and also says V'chal to Shom. So each time it says V'chal to Shom, and then Shom Shom, that you're allowed to bring a Shlamim from Maser Sheni money. And in fact, in other Gemaras, it says that the chamur mesakein, that if a person wants to go and buy meat from Maser Sheni money, he should not buy Basar Taiba, but the chadchili should go and buy a Korban Shlamim. Anyway, so if a person wants to, a person has Maser Sheni money, he comes to Yerushalayim, he wants to go and buy meat, he goes into the store and he buys a Shlamim, and everything is wonderful. If the person, on the other hand, said Harei Olai Shlamim or Harei Olai Toida, where he took upon himself as a choiva, then he would not be able to go and use the Maser Sheni money, and that's what we had yesterday in the Mishnah, because Kol Dover Shebechoiva Leibo Ela Min Hachulin. You can't bring it from Maser Sheni. Now, what happens with this fellow over here? He has a pile of Maser Sheni money, and he looks at it and he says, "You money, you are now being designated for a Korban Shlamim. And I want to buy with this money a Korban Shlamim." Obviously, you can't use the money itself for a Korban Shlamim. It's not a behemoth. However, he's designated this money and saying, "You, Maser Sheni money, I want you to be for a Shlamim." Says Rabbi Lekon Shlamim, nothing happened. And he can take this Maser Sheni money and he can go and use it to go and buy bread and cake and other things. He doesn't have to use it for a Shlamim. Now the question is, why not? My timer. So the Alima Kedushas Hashlamim, the Meichel are Kedushas Maser Sheni. Because the Kedushas Maser Sheni is also a form of Kedusha. The form of Kedusha Shlamim is also Kedusha. So the Kedusha Shlamim is not strong enough to override the Kedusha of the Maser Sheni. And the Maser Sheni money remains the way it was before. But then the obvious question was, then how can you go and buy a behema and
exactly
say, okay, so let's first end the question, yeah, and then we'll get to the answer.
Yeah.
How can you go and look at a behema and say, "You behema, I'm buying you with Maser Sheni money"? How does the Kedusha Shlamim attach to this Maser Sheni behema? And the answer is, says the Rashi, because when you're going and buying a behema and you're designated for a Korban Shlamim, since it's roi for a Korban Shlamim, it gets Kedusha Saguf. Since it gets Kedusha Saguf overweighs the Kedusha Dumim of the Maser Sheni. But if I'm just looking at the money and I'm saying, "You money are going to be used now for a Shlamim," it doesn't get Kedusha Saguf, it only gets Kedusha Dumim, because after all, it's money. Ah, okay, so one Kedusha Dumim is not strong enough to override and push away the pre-existing Kedusha Dumim of the Kedusha Maser Sheni. So Reb Ami, of course, agrees that I can go and take this Maser Sheni money and go and buy with it a Shlamim. And now when I buy the behemoth, the Shlamim, with this Maser Sheni money, at the same time that I'm purchasing it, and now it's getting that Kedusha Maser Sheni, at the same moment, it's also getting the Kedusha Saguf, because it's roi to be brought for a Korban. So that Kedusha Saguf goes and trumps, supersedes, and is able to go and override and overtake the Kedusha Zom, and therefore attack against the din of Kedusha Shlam. But not in the money, because in the money it's only Kedusha Zom and being Chal and Kedusha Zom, and therefore it's not strong enough to override it and to push it aside. What happens if a person goes into the store, instead of buying a behema, he buys a chai l'ziv chishlam? Well, everybody knows a chai is not roi for a korban. The only thing that's roi for a korban is bakar v'tzoyim. And therefore, if you go and buy a chai, it doesn't become kedushas haguf and only gets kedushas dam. Same thing if you buy behema l'basar taiva. If you buy with Maser Sheni a behema, which you're going to use not for a korban, just for basar taiva, and as we said before, there's another gemara that says that you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to only go and buy behemoth for korban shlamim. And therefore, what happens if he did that? Lo yotze or lo yetze ha'or l'chulim. The or does not go out l'chulim. Now, what exactly does that mean, lo yetze or l'chulim? It says, you might allow the member, the chur, doesn't it mean the koni shlomim? Meaning that this chaya does get kedushas shlomim, and since it does get kedushas shlomim, then the oyer itself also gets kedushas shlomim. Now Rashi explains that were you to go and take a regular behema and give it kedushas shlomim, and that would be chal, like we learned, and you'd bring it for a carton, what happens to the oyer? The oyer belongs to balim. It does not have a din of kedusha shlamim, because although the flesh, the basar of the carbon has kedusha shlamim, however the or does not, and that or is yoytzel chulin, and you can go and use it for making shoes, making pocketbooks, making whatever you want, and you don't have to dafka use the shoes in Yerushalayim. It's not that it has a din of carbon like kachim kalim that has to be used in Yerushalayim. You can go and wear the shoes in Bnei Brak or in Chutzlart. But that's only if you're taking a regular carbon, a regular behemoth. However, you're talking about that he bought a chaya. And you're saying that he bought the chaya, and he said, you chaya, you should be now for a shlam. L'yetze or l'chulin, the or does not go out l'chulin automatically. And it sounds like the or, together with the chaya, all have kedushas shlamim, but I can't bring it for kedushas shlamim, and therefore says imar lav the mem the kani shlamim. It sounds like it does have now the kedushas shlamim, and you just can't bring it for shlamim, and they presumably have to be royat shiestayev. But we see that the shlamim is kaina, and the imar is asking, how is this chay any different than the mois maser sheni? Just like the mois maser sheni themselves is just kedushas damim, it can't get kedushas aguf because it's not roy to bring for a carb. And that's why we said that the shlamim kedusha cannot override the Maaseh Sheni Kedusha. Well, Chai, everybody knows the exact same thing, that you cannot bring for a shlamim. So it's just like the Kedusha's Dhammim of the money, of the dam. And therefore, while the Yetzir are the Chulin, L'chayra, it should remain Chulin automatically. It shouldn't even, or at least it should be Maaseh Sheni, but it shouldn't become shlamim. Everything in Mara, Hoyit Malah, Amarav, Loikani shlamim. Einachanami Rav Taki said that a person who buys a chai lezivchei shlamim, it does not get kedushas shlamim. So what does that mean? Umay liyetza or l'chulin? What does that mean? Hachi ka'amra eina betoiras lotzeisa or l'chulin. You know, we have to start thinking about that the or is going to become chulin. It never became kadosh in the first place. So the liyetza or l'chulin means it's not a concern. I don't have to be worried about that this or should become chulin, because in fact it never gets a kedushas shlamim. Not only that, but the first pshat of Rashi says it doesn't even get a din of kedushas master sheni. When you go and buy a chaya lezivchei shlamim, it doesn't even get kedushas master sheni. It just remains the same alta chay that it was before.
It's like making a seven shiloh.
Exactly. And the Gemara says, let's just finish off the shikli Gemara. My time, Omer Rabbah, nasa kilokeach shor lacharisha. Everybody knows that when you go and take up the master sheni money to Yerushalayim, you can only use it for midida achila, things that can be eaten. Shor lacharisha, you're telling the moicher, you know why I'm buying this shor? I'm not buying it lachila. Now, Rashi points out if you would go and buy it stam, it wouldn't be a problem, because the assumption is everybody knows Maaseh Sheni is for eating, v'chal tisham, l'fnei Hashem alakecha. Fine. But he stipulates in advance, no. I'm buying a shor, no lacharisha, to go and use for akron, for plowing. Now, that's not what you can use the Maaseh Sheni money for. And therefore, the Maaseh Sheni Kedusha never transfers to this shor, because it's like he's buying a table, or a chair, or a light fixture, or something else, but he's not buying something which is roi l'achila. So here too, when he says, I'm buying this chai l'zivchei shlamim, that's what I'm setting it aside for, specifically for a shlamim. Since a shlamim is not chal on a chaya, therefore even the Maaseh Sheni will not be chal on this chaya, because what he did was, as Uri was saying before, just nonsensical words. He's saying things which are just totally inapplicable, inappropriate, and it's not effective. And therefore, when it says back in the price, Yetzer or the Chulin means, it never left its original Chulin stage, so you don't have to worry about it reverting to Chulin, because it was never Kadosh, neither Bekdusha Shlamim, nor Bekdusha's Maaseh Sheni, and the person goes on further to go and buy other items for food with Maaseh Sheni. Yes?
What about the second clause in the Brisa, Behema the Basar Taiva?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work with this Pshat in this Brisa? a person takes Maaser Sheni money, mm-hmm. and he says, I want to buy this animal because I want to make a barbecue
right.
Here in, you know, in Yerushalayim on mm-hmm. my roof.
Right.
Okay, so what? Let's just review the points in the Braisa now. Mm-hmm. Did he buy? So you said before you shouldn't do it, but you bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what happens here? He bought the behemah, and now he takes the animal, he shachs it, and it remains chulin, right?
Mm-hmm.
So does the money that the mocher received, that money retains Kedushas Maaser Sheni?
It does, and presumably he has to give the money back. Because why?
I mean, the owner, the mocher says now, a Maaser Sheni lien on the funds he received, but it's still, is it a Mechach Chos? Is that what the Braisa is saying?
Normally by Maaser Sheni, when you go and buy something with Maaser Sheni, then the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni gets transferred
to the item.
To whatever you're buying.
Right.
But it has to be something that is Roy Lachila.
Right.
And when you're talking about the Chayav of the Shlom, of course that makes no sense. The Behemel of Basa Taiva Min HaTorah, it would be Chav. However, the Rabbanan said you're not supposed to go and buy regular behemoth, the Basa Taiva, from Maaser Sheni money. You should use Maaser Sheni money for a Karm Shlam. And therefore, since he didn't follow the Gzeir the Rabbanan, what the Gemara is saying is that it's not an effective Kedusha, or it's not an effective sale, and therefore this behemoth does not get impressed with the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni. It remains the old chulin animal that it was before.
If you're buying a whole animal, that makes sense. But if you're buying steak, which is a rei geshachten, is rei la'achila.
Who said we're not talking about? We're talking about behemoth.
It says basar. It doesn't say behemoth. It's behemoth, the basar type. Okay, all right.
The basar type means that he's not buying it for a carbon.
He's buying it for his normal shlita.
Exactly. Regular, normal consumption of steaks and lamb chops or barbecue or whatever. Good. So we just finished saying this halacha of Reb Ami, and Reb Ami said, now we're going to see that in fact that it's machlokes. Itmar hamatfis mois maaser shem b'shlamim, the very case that we're talking about, Reb Yochanan Omar, koni, it is koine. Reb Loza Omer, loy koni, it's not koine. So says the Gemara now, really that this machlokes is dependent on an earlier machlokes of the Tanoim. What is that machlokes? What is the strength of the Kedushas Maaser Sheni? Because remember, what was the svara of Reb Ami? Why is the Kedusha Shlomim not Chal on the Maaser Sheni? Because the Maaser Sheni has a Kedushas Damim, and the Shlomim is a Kedushas Damim, and one Kedushas Damim is not strong enough to go and override the other Kedushas Damim. However, that Maaser Sheni is called Kedushas Damim, that in itself is a big machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Talk to you more about Liba, that Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Maaser, Mamein Hedjetu, according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds Maaser Sheni money, is Mamein Hedjet, in other words, it doesn't have any Kedusha, and you can go and use it, of course, for Midah de Achila, it has that restriction and limitation. But the Maaser, it's Mamein Hedjet. No, the Kuli Alma, the Pligi de Koni. Then everybody would have to agree that the Kedushas Shlomim, although it's a Kedushas Damim, it's stronger than a non-Kedusha, and therefore, when he's Matfis, the Mois, the Shlomim, it would be Chal after all. And therefore, everybody would agree to Rabbi Yochanan. Keep please. Who is the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Blazer? I'll leave it in Meir, the Omer Maaser Mamein Gevoyehu. According to Meir, that holds, no. Maaser Sheni Stak Mamein Gevoyehu does have Kedushas Damim. Ah, the man, the Amalei Kani Kremeir, the one that holds not Kainer, which is Reb Lozer, holds like Kremeir. And therefore, presumably, Reb Ami, that we just finished the Gemara earlier, also holds like Kremeir, that since it's Mamein Gevoyehu, it has its own Kedusha, the Kedusha's Damim of the Shlomim will not be Chal on the Kedusha's Damim of the Maaser Sheni. Well, man, the Amalei Kani, the one told the all Kainer, keeping the Maaser Kori Le Shlomim. Now, when it says Kari Lishlam, that doesn't make any sense. Maaser is not called Shlam.
Right.
So notice that there's a hay, and the hay changes it from Kari to Karev. And in fact, that's Rashi's Girsa as well. Karev from a Lashon carbon. Keeping the Maaser, Karev Le Shlam. Since you can use Maaser Sheni money to go and buy a Shlam, like we learned on the top line of the Amid, Shum. Sham mi ma'aser v'chalta sham v'chalta sham, that you can go and use ma'aser money to go and buy a karm shlamim. So even the ma'aser korev leishlam, you're looking for the hay.
Yeah,
hey, that's here in the Maaser Sheni. Assuming that you have the Maaser Sheni, so I say, you see, Tzorach Lamed, you have in the third line.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anyway, you have the same thing if you go down about 10-15 lines in the Rashi. You'll see also the Rashi over here. Give the Meiser Korev Shlom.
Thank you.
Like Rashi said, Behema Shalakech Mimois Meiser, Stam Korev Shlom. If you Stam bought a Behema with Mos Maser Sheni, you're going to bring it for a Korev Shlom. It's only we start talking about the Harisha, Mos Taiva, you get into trouble. But normally, Meiser Sheni can be used to buy a Shlom. Therefore, I see that in a sense, what the Pasuk is telling us is, Maser Sheni, that's designed to be used to go and buy Shlom. And if that's the case, even before you actually reach the actual animal, the actual behemoth, when you have this money and you want to set it aside and say, money, you, $500, I'm not going to use it to go and buy tomatoes or potatoes, but I'm going to go and use it to go and buy a carb shlom. According to this man, the Omer, it is koine after all, even though it's maser mum and gevoya, because the Torah is megala with the sham sham, that you can go and use maser sheni monies for shlomim. So therefore, even before you've bought the actual behema, you could be matvis that you can designate these mois to be used for a carbon shlomim, and if you do so, then you would not be able to go and use it to buy bread or tomatoes or any other food items, that you'd have to use a davka for the carbon shlomim. So we have a machloikis, what Remeir would hold in this situation. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be koina after all, because the maser is only mom and hedjit, and not mom and givoyim. I'll ask you a kasha. Hamatfes mois maser sheni lishlamim. Person is matfes mois, like we're just talking about, this case that we're talking about so far this morning. Kishu poidim, when he wants to be poided, in other words, he wants to now actually use it for something. Mois v'lein shtei chaimshin. Then you have to add two chaimshin, two fifths. Echad l'koidish, the echad l'maiser. One for koidish, in other words, the karm shlamim, and one for maiser. Because anytime you want to go and be poided to something that you are matish yourself, and now you want to go and redeem it, you have to always, the Pasuk always says, v'chamishisa yosef olav. And the Torah says it's both by the karbon, as well as l'gabi my maaser shayin. And therefore, since he was matvis mois maaser shayin v'shlamim, he has now impressed it with two levels of Kedusha. The mois has both the din of v'shlamim and the din of maaser shayin. He wants to go and redeem it now. He has to go and pay twice a chaymish. So what's the kasha over here? So I see that the mois can get impressed with the kedushas shlom. Didn't Reb Loza say before that loikani, that it does not be koine? Of course, the kasha even goes back on Reb Ami as well. But we're not referring to Reb Ami anymore. We're only referring to this machloikis now between Reb Yochanan and Reb Loza. But Reb Loza says that it's not koine kedusha shlom. So why do you have to go and add two fifths? It didn't become a shlom. Maximum became a maaser sheni. Who says this price that goes according to everybody? This price that goes according to Yehuda. And the Gemara already said that even Rebbe Lozer would agree according to Yehuda that since Maser Sheni is Mom and Hedget, the Karm Shlomim does attach. Okay, according to Yehuda, in a Hanami. So once the person took the money and it was matvisit for a Shlomim, if he wants to be poida, then he has to ask two Chaimshin, one to remove the Maser Sheni Kedusha, one to remove the Shlomim Kedusha.
So Kedusha is a goof, is Chala Kedusha Stamim, as it were? Kedusha, Chala Kedusha, is that...
Kedusha Zeguf is always Chal and Kedusha Zdam. The Shaila Bar Gemara is...
The Kedusha Zdam sort of persists underneath the Kedusha Zeguf, as it were.
Okay, so if we're talking a Libet Rebbe Yehuda, there's no Kedusha Zdam at all. Because Rebbe Yehuda holds that Maaser Sheni is Mamein Hed, just like regular money.
Right.
So just like I have regular money, which I could designate to go and use for a carton, then it gets Kedusha Zdam. Forget about Maaser Sheni, Zdam. Person has regular money, he wants to buy a Shlomim, he says, this $500, I'm going to use it for a carton Shlomim. Then he gets the din of a carbon shlam, the gabi kedusha dam, not the gabi kedusha saguf. Only gabi kedusha saguf if he actually says it to the animal itself. You behaima, I'm buying you for a carbon shlam, and he gets kedusha saguf. Now this Mishnah is very, very simple because it's just an outgrowth of what we've been talking about now this morning and yesterday's Mishnah. And in fact, the Rashi Ksaviyad says down below that L'choyre is a Mishnah She'enis Richa. We don't even need the Rashi Ksaviyad. The regular Rashi says that it's a Mishnah She'enis Richa. So see the third line of the wide lines of the Rashi. He says, Oymer Harilai Toida, Mishnah She'enis Richi. Dotimin L'al, but Shingalem. So we'll see in the Mishnah what did we learn already and what the Chiddush is. Zok the Mishnah Minayin L'Oymer. Harilai Toida, Shlo Yovi Elemen Achulim. Again, There's a distinction between if the person took it upon himself as a choiva, as an obligation, called Rabbi Shem Choiva, and Yibo Elamin Achul. Masha'enken, if a person says, Arizu Toida, in other words, he points to Masa Sheni money, and he says, you Masa Sheni money, I'm making you into a Shlom, I'm making you into a Toida. That is no problem, that's fine. In fact, the Chum encouraged people to go and use money with Masa Sheni if you want to eat meat, to go and bring a carbon with it rather than just using for basa type. Anyway, so the person said Hari Olai, since he said Hari Olai, now it's a choiva, so he's not allowed to bring it from Maiser Sheni money, only Merechulim. How do I know? Tam Aloima, I don't have a pasuk by Toida or by Shlom, but I have a pasuk by carbon Pesach. Pushtein pasuk Pesach. Vizvach the Pesach Hashem Lekecha, Soin Uvokar. You should go and bring a carbon Pesach from Soin Uvokar. Now I ask you, when you bring a carbon Pesach, you can only bring it from a Shepsela or from a Tzig, meaning either from a lamb or from a goat. But it certainly doesn't say anything about bringing it from Bakar. Holy cow! So what's Shem the Pasik? To make a Hekish. Any other carbon which comes from Tzoyin Uvakar, I'm being makish into the carbon Pesach. Ma Pesach Dovah Shebechoyva, the Ein Bo Elamin Achul. And just like Pesach is a Dovah Shebechoyva, everybody in Klal Yisrael has to bring carbon Pesach. But you can only bring from Chulin money, you cannot use Maaser Sheni money. That's called Dovah Shebechoyva, Ein Bo Elamin Achulin. And of course, this begs the question, how do I know that Pesach is a Dovah Shebechoyva Vesach? But how do I know the Karm Pesach Ein Bo Elamin Achulin? That the Mishnah does not address. The Mishnah only says, I take for granted that a Pesach is a Dovah Shebechoyva, which we know. That it's Ein Bo Elamin Achulin, that I don't know what the source is. Just like Karm Pesach. So all Tzoyin Uvak or any other Karm has the same name as Karm Pesach. So Mitchum, as soon as we start the Gemara is going to ask us, Pesach Kufrei Minolan, how do I know? But before we get to that, let's just finish off the Mishnah. Therefore, we say Lefichach. Therefore, Ha'oyma Hari Olai Toida Hari Olai Shlamim Hoylu Boyin Choyva. Since you took upon yourself Hari Olai, it's a Choyva now. Lo Yaviu Ela Minha Chulin. You can only bring it from Chul. Once again, this part of the Mishnah Choyva is a double portion because it's just an outgrowth of yesterday's Mishnah and what we're learning today. Because how did we start off the Mishnah yesterday? The Mishnah back on Pei Aleph Omer Aleph. And Rashi explained what was the reason why, because since he said a lie, it becomes a Dovah Shebechoyva. So we already said it in yesterday's Mishnah. I don't really need to repeat it in today's Mishnah. And that's the reason why the Rashi says the Chayitza Mishnah Sheina Tzricha. But Rashi says perhaps the reason why we bring it is as an introduction to the final case in the Mishnah. What's the final case? The Minchas Nesachim that we're talking about, for that matter, even a carbon Nesachim on its own, only comes from Chulin and not from Maaser Sheni. The Waitak is Nesachim different? Manishtana? And the answer is it's very, very simple. Can you use Maaser Sheni money to go and buy a carbon oil lemashal?
No.
And the answer is no. Why not? It's got to be Achilles Adam. It's got to be that you should be able to go and eat. Now, what do you do with the Minchas Sesachim? Minchas Sesachim is also Kula Kolil. The Mincha part goes totally on the Mizbeach, and the Nesachim part goes into the Shitin. So there's no Vichal Tesham, there's no Achilles Adam. Ah! That being the case, so you cannot take Maaser Sheni money, and that's the B'chol Mokim. Regardless of whether you said Hari Olai, or whether you said Hari Zu, it makes no difference. The Nesachim always have to come in a Chulin, because there is no Achilas Odom, only Achilas Mizbech. How do I know the Tak of the Korim Pesach itself? Since it's a Dovah Shebechoyve, Ein Bo Elam in a Chulin, maybe I could bring a Korim Pesach also from Maaser Sheni. The Sukkmor Desanya or a Blazer Oimer. I have a Hekish. Never Pesach Mitzrayim. We never Pesach Ledayus. We know that this Pesach by Mitzrayim, the first Korban Pesach. We know a Pesach for all generations. In other words, like today, Halavai the Beis Hamikdash would be standing, we'd bring our Korban Pesach. Ma Pesach of Mitzrayim Loibo Elam and Achulin. just like Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, they only brought from Chulin. Now, how do we know that the Pesach of Mitzrayim they only brought from Chulin? Because at the time of Mitzrayim, there were no Shumis and Maisris, there was no Maserishin, no Masershaini, no Bikurim. None of these things applied for the very simple reason, number one, it's before the giving of the Torah, and number two, because they weren't in Eretz Yisrael, they were in Mitzrayim. So therefore, the Pesach that they brought in Mitzrayim for sure came from Chulin. A Pesach, Om L'Doyres, the Pesach that we're going to bring for all generations, Leimbo Elamin HaChulin is only going to come from Chulin. That's the drush of Reb Lezer. Reb Akiva is not happy with this drusha, and Reb Akiva says, Om L'Doyres, Reb Akiva, Chidonin Efshe, Meshi'i Efshe. After all, the reason why the Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim was only brought in HaChulin, because there's no other options. There's no other source. It's only Chulin. Nothing else exists. Truma doesn't exist. Demai doesn't even exist. And Maserishin doesn't exist. And Masersheni doesn't exist. None of these things exist yet because it's in Chutz Laaretz and it's before the Torah. So how can you go and learn one from the other? As he looked Rabbi Kiva to Reb Lezer. Omalei, so Reb Lezer answers back. You're right. Technically, mechanically, it was Yefsha. But nevertheless, Rai Gedoy Lehi, V'nilman Mehimena. Nevertheless, it's still a good source, and we can learn from it. What's the Raya Gedoyla? So Rashi, two lines before the end, says, Hoyel umatzinu shum Pesach she'ena b'elan l'chulin. Since I find some carbon Pesach somewhere out there that it can only come from Chulin, you're right. The reason why is because there were no other sources, nothing else. But l'maisa, it only came from Chulin, therefore, what Rashi leaves unsaid, but L'chayru Rashi also means to say, is that this was the granddaddy of all Kabbanis Pesach. This is the first time. And so therefore, and Gemara is going to use that expression on the Amud Beis as well, that we're going to learn it from the original Karban Pesach, and therefore, just like the original Karban Pesach only came from Chulim, so this was your role model for all Kabbanis Pesach, only Men Achul. So, I agree with you, Rabbi Akiva, technically, Efshem Mishi'i Efshem, but nevertheless, it's Rai Gedoylihi, and we will use this as our source, that Karban Pesach is Einoi Bo Elimin Achul. Chorz Rabbi Akiva Donu Denachet. So now Rabbi Akiva now responds in kind to what Rabbi Lezer said initially. And he says to him, you want to bring a Rai from Pesach Mitzrayim? Mal Pesach Mitzrayim, Shekein Ein To'en Matan Domen Ve'imun Ve'gam Mizbech. The original Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no din of Dam or Eimer on the Mizbech. Why wasn't there Dam or Eimer on the Mizbech? Because there was no Mizbech, there was no Mishkan, there was nothing. Ah, so there was no requirement of Matan Domen. To'en Matan the Pesach Do'i Rois, Shekein Matan Domen Ve'gam Mizbech. So therefore, you want to go and say the Pesach, that's the role model, that's the classic, that's the first one. But you see, there are major differences. So just like there's a difference, the Gabe, the Din of Dav, Matan Dav, there's also a difference, the Gabe, the Din of Bo Menachulin. That was what Menachulin, but there's not. And all future Kabbalists, like Ashlam, where you do have Matan Dav, Emun, Gam, Mizbeach, maybe you could go and bring Min HaMaiser Sheni after all. This is what Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Lezer. Now, as the Gemara will point out shortly, Rabbi Akiva apparently is abandoning his model, his battle cry, Chidon Efshar Mishi'i Efshar, because once you hold Chidon Efshar Mishi'i Efshar, you can just stick to your guns. You don't have to try to go and find another Svara into a Matan Dam Mizbeach. Who cares? You're Nish Yah. We can't live from Beis Mitzrayim anyway, because there was no din of Maaser Sheni at the time. The Gemara is going to ask that on another vote. Amalai. So now Reb Lezer responds to Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva L'Choira asked a very good kasha from the fact that there's no Eimerin Lagabe the Pesach Mitzrayim. Amalai Hari Oimer Bavartis Avoyda Zoyis B'Choira says that. I have another pasuk. That pasuk comes to tell you a hekish of all the psachim together. You call Avoyda Shel Choirish Hazeh. Because this is talking about in the times of Mitzrayim, so Kodesh Baruch was saying, "Vavarta es avoda zois." This avoda that we're doing now, the Karban Pesach, but Chodesh is there every Chodesh Nissan from now, forever. You should go and do that. It was a period of time in the Midbar that he didn't, but in general, from that time on, they always did the Karban Pesach, and therefore they should always be kazeh just like that first one. And therefore, you have a heckish one from the other. And as the Gemara is going to say in another few lines, Ein meshivan ala hekesh. Even though I could find distinctions, just like Rabbi Kiva just found the distinction now about the dam and matan aymer on the mizbeach. Nevertheless, the hekesh says all future carbon pesach like the first one, and just like the first one, there was no din of maaser sheni; it had to be menachulin. So applies forever and ever. So now the Gemara takes now a break and starts now analyzing both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Blesk. Break the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva. If he holds like he said on the Omer Aleph, how can you, Rebbe Lezer, learn from Pesach Mitzrayim about the fact that it has to be Mimina Chulin? There was only Chulin, there was no other option. And therefore, says Rebbe Kiva, you cannot learn from that because Ein Don Efshe Mishi Efshe. Like Rebbe Miltzei, let him go and stick to his guns. Why does he have to start introducing a new percha that the Pesach of Mitzrayim did not have Dam and Eimun Legam Mizbeach and Pesach Doiris did? Elamai Hoder Bey, Elamai he went and changed his mind and he agrees to Rebbe Lezer. Maybe you could tack and learn Efshe Mishi Efshe. If the reason why now he continues to disagree with Reb Lezer, and I cannot learn him from Pesach because of that pircha. What was the pircha that he asked at the top of the Yomid? Furthermore, if that's the case, Pesach Midbar Yoychiach, then I can go and bring you a raya, which is the chayra, a clincher. What's the clincher? From Pesach Midbar. The Pesach that they brought in the Midbar after they came out of Mitzrayim the first year, Hakomas and Mishkan was on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, or in the second year. But now, that Rosh Chodesh Nissan, guess what happened? 14 days later, 13 days later, everybody brought the Korban Pesach. Now that Korban Pesach was brought min HaChulin, just like Pesach Mitzrayim, because the dinim of Trumas and Maisis didn't apply in the Midbar. And guess what? It was torn matan tamei mulagam mizbeach because it was already mizbeach at the time of that Korban Pesach in the Midbar, and therefore this lechoira would now fe'enfer, it will answer the challenge that Rabbi Kiva gave to Rabbi Lezer from this business of the pircha of the Pesach doiris mit the matan tamei mulagam mizbeach. Fine. Reb Lezer, you could abandon talking about Pesach Mitzrayim, talk about Pesach Midbar, and learn from Pesach Midbar. Are you going to go and tell me Ein Don Efshe Mishi Efshe because there was no Trumas HaMaisis? If Reb Akiva has abandoned that and he's now harder by the associate Kataka learn Efshe Mishi Efshe, so don't go and ask a pircha because of Matan Damim and Imun Lagam Mizbeach, because Pesach Midbar Yechiach that there was Matan Damim and there was Aymerin, and nevertheless it came Menachulin, so learn from Pesach Midbar. That it always has to come Menach Ulin. So make up your mind, Rabbi Kiva. How do you hold Efshe Mishi Efshe? Don't hold Efshe Mishi Efshe. What's going on? Everyone, Lidvar Lebrev Zakaman. Rabbi Kiva is really responding in kind to Rabbi Lezer. And he's saying to Rabbi Lezer, Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Kiva, ain't done Efshe Mishi Efshe. Your whole limud that you're trying to go and bring from Pesach Mitzrayim, and parenthetically, from Pesach Midbar, none of this applies, none of it makes any sense, says Rabbi Kiva. Because you cannot learn the din of Pesach Doidus and Pesach Mitzrayim, with the whole reason of Pesach Mitzrayim that they didn't bring it from Maaseh Sheini, because Maaseh Sheini didn't exist. But later generations where it did exist, maybe you could. So therefore, he taka holds Ein Don Efshe Mishi Efshe. However, the Yidach, according to Rebbeleze, the Amr is done Efshe Mishi Efshe, that you hold that you can learn Efshe Mishi Efshe. Ma le peso mitraim shkein ene toin matan damen ul gam izbeach. Toin pesach doi she toin matan damen ul gam izbeach. In other words, I have a starka pircha on your limud. Your limud is from the Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim is different. Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no dam and no emun legam mizbeach. Pesach Doiris does have dam, by emun legam mizbeach. And so therefore, maybe just like it has differences in dam, by emun legam mizbeach, it has a difference that you can go and bring it also from Maaseh Sheini.
So Reb Lezer is just going to move his limud from the Doros to the from Mitzrayim?
We're going
to
get to that in a moment. Yeah. The Omer Reb Lezer, so Reb Lezer responded, and he said, forget about the drasha that I brought until now of learning it from the Pesach Mitzrayim based on the fact that it was only Menachulin, rather learn it from this via Varata, and that was the third line of the Gemara. I'm learning it mit Hekish. Which was your question. Why does he have to bring me a Varata? He can go and say, forget about Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim, you have a good time. Good, dam, aymerin, fine. Let's learn it for Pesach Midbar. After the Gemara, Reb Lezer was going the same way as Rekiva, as was. The Dvar of the Rekiva Ka'amalei. Lididi, according to me, done Efshe Mishi Efshe. And therefore, I hold that you do learn from Pesach Mitzrayim. Mishim Hai Pircha, the Pircha that you're asking, that what about the dam and that Murin Lagam is Be'ach? No problem. Pesach midbar yichich. Even though he didn't say that expressly, the Gemara is now implying that that's what he could have, should have answered to Rabbi Akiva to get him a Pesach midbar. We're talking about Pesach midbar. Abelidzach the Amis, but according to you that hold ain't done efsher mishi efsher, and you hold therefore you cannot learn it for either Pesach Mitzrayim or from Pesach midbar, because no, at no time was there a din of Master Sheni. There was only Cholin. Ah, so you know what I'm going to tell you. I have the hekish v'yavadeto. The vadeto savoyda azoyis b'chodesh hazeh. Because all future carbon Pesach should be like this initial carbon Pesach, just like this the first one. There was no bringing from Maaser Sheni, only from Chulin. All future ones you have to bring Davke from Chulin and not from Maaser Sheni.
And that Lemur is a Mamet Senior. We extend
Frank the Gemara Bahasha Dami Lefrach. Why can't you go and ask the identical Pircha that Rabbi Kiva was asking and saying, how can you go and learn it from that original carbon Pesach? Aye, there are many differences. There's no Dam on the Mizbech. There was no Aymer on the Mizbech. So what are you telling me? I'm learning Vavadata. In other words, how does that help me that he says Vavadata? Why don't they still have the existing Pircha? When you're bringing mamatzinos, when you're bringing logical things, oh, then you could say, you say logically, one should be like the other. I'll show you, no, I have differences. Once I have one difference, so there could be other differences. You can always try to argue logic. But when you talk about a hekish, a hekish is one of the midrash that we learned the Torah. Once I establish a hekish, then there are no more pirchas. You can ask pirchas on kal v'chomer. You can ask a pircha on a mamatzino. But not in the hekish. A hekish is saying these two are the same.
Bulletproof.
Oh, like bulletproof, yeah. Ubitzarbitza Omar, when they repeated this Oshtikal Torah bitarbitza, tarbitza is referring to the Koisli Beis HaMedrash. The reason why it's called the real word tarbitza literally means a garden. But the reason why they call the Beis HaMedrash a tarbitza is, well, sometimes they taka learned outside of the garden. They didn't have Bata Midrashim like we have today, where they learned inside, they learned outside. Or it also is the word tarbitza comes from the Lashon Harbatzas Torah. Harbatzas Torah, where Torah was taught, and Torah was learned. So therefore, Tabitza is a reference to Bismedish, but Tabitza Omer, when they heard this whole discussion of Bismedish, they were learning the Daf 1500, 1800 years ago, and they were going through this Shakla Bataria of Reb Leza and Reb Akiva. So then the people asked, halamed the Hekish, choyze malamed the Hekish. Apparently they had just finished now Masech the Zvachim, and they remembered that when it comes to Kodshim, then double the Hekish, you cannot continue learning the Hekish. You remember that fascinating sugya that we had?
Right, and because there's Shava Hekish,
exactly. And exactly, all those back to back, and when you can learn Gzeir Shava from Hekish, Hekish from Gzeir Shava, like we had back Kalba Choymes. Anyway, so bottom line is I have now Lechoyda two back to back Hekishes. What's my two back to back Hekishes? Because we just finished saying that according to Belezer, how do I know that the Karm Pesach Ledoirois, how do I know that you can only bring Menachulin? I have the Hekish. And that's called the Hekish because Rav Sheshi just said, the Hekish. And then we had the other Hekish, which was our Mishnah. What did it say in our Mishnah? How do I know by Yatoyden, by Shlomim, Shloyovi Elim Menachulin? Because it says, there's a Vachta, Pesach, Lashem, Lekecha, Tzoynu Vakar. What does Pesach have to do with Tzoynu Vakar? You can only bring a Pesach Kvasim Yisim. Elamah Tamalayim. Lahakish. Oh, noch a Hekish. Kolaboh min Atzoyim min Abokar. The Pesach. Just like Pesach. Same thing is by the Karm Tzoynu Shlomim. Oh. So Tzoynu Shlomim I learned from this Pesach. Is after Pesach Tzoynu Vakar. How do I know Pesach to start off with? I learned Karban Pesach Latoidus from Karban Pesach Lisha. Isn't that a back-to-back Hekish? And therefore you cannot learn Dovim in a Hekish, Dovim in a Dovim in a Hekish, or Dovim in a Hekish, Dovim in a Hekish. Everything Mar Bechlole Itmar. What does that mean? The Pesach Kulei Chodem Milzehi. Don't look upon the Pesach Doirois from the Pesach Mitzrayim as one Hekish. And now you're taking that Hekish and extending it further to other components. But what really is happening in that first Hekish is that we're being Megala on the family of the Karm Pesach. That all the Karm Pesachs have that common character to them, just like the very first Karban Pesach, that it didn't come in a Maaser Sheni, it only came in a Chulin. So too, all other Karban Pesachs come in a Chulin. But now when I'm learning the din of the Karban Shlomim, the Karban Toida, from Bokr Betzoyin, like we had in our Mishnah, I'm now learning it from Pesach Doireis, as opposed to Karban Pesach of Pesach Mitzrayim. But rather, I'm learning from the entirety of the parasha of Korban Pesach, which includes Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Midbar and Pesach Nedarim, and all of those Pesachim all come only min Achulim. Same thing too, all of the other Korbanos can only come min Achulim. And therefore, Zoktun Zigimara, it's not a back-to-back Hekish, because the first Hekish is really just now establishing Korban Doiros to be one and the same, like the original Korban Pesach, and therefore it's one. And it's not based on a Hekesh anymore, because I'm learning from the Parsha of Pesach as opposed to the specific Pesach Ladayis.
Don't we use that Pasuk of Tzomer Bakar to talk about Chagigas, the Korban Chagiga? Isn't that the source for why? Because, you know, I seem to remember that that's, Mitzvah Bakar, the Bakar history for the Korban Chagiga. Mm-hmm. What's it doing now? I mean, isn't a second limud being attached to this?
I don't think the Bakar for the Korban Chagiga, when one learns from that Bakar, the Gabi Moiser HaPesach. The Moiser HaPesach has a din of Shlom. What means Moiser HaPesach? If you didn't go and use your Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and now you have it left over after Yom Tov, why didn't you use it? It made a plate, whatever happened. Now what happens to it? It becomes like Bakar, just like Bakar, you can bring a Shlom, it automatically turns into a Shlom. So you're asking, how can you go and learn both Limudim? Contains a Machloikis. Where does the other man, the Yoma, learn from the other, from this stint? From Chulin. So apparently he has another Pasuk. In fact, the Gemara right now is going to address the issue that according to Rebbe Akiva, we're not really referring to the limit of our Mishnah. We're referring to the limit of the Machloikis, Rebbe Akiva, and Rebbe Lezer. Remember, we started off our Gemara saying, how do I know Pesach Gufa Minole, that you can only bring it Min Achulim? So Rebbe Lezer brought it from the fact of Pesach Mitzrayim or Pesach Midbar, but Rebbe Akiva doesn't hold like that, because Rebbe Akiva holds Ein Don Nefshe B'Shi Efshe. So Freyti Moratake, Rebbe Akiva Pesach Dei Rebbe Menachulim Menolei. How does he know the din of the Korban Pesach that only comes Min Hachulim? Nafkalei Mehoi learns it from the following Lima Di Amashmo Mishum Rebbe Lezer, as we'll see in a moment. So we see that there are machloikis in sometimes about the Mekoirois of various Allah. So it could be like Gabi the Bok of a Tzayin of our Mishnah, maybe the Mandiyama that learns the Bok of a Tzayin to tell you the din of Moise Korban Pesach of Minashlam. Maybe he uses that, he learns the din of Shar Kabanas from somewhere else, from another Pasuk. And maybe he learns it from the Pasuk that we're going to learn now. What are we going to learn now? Shmuel Mishum of Lezer says in the Pasuk, Azoi Sater La'il Va'minchum La'chatz V'la'osh V'la'milun O'Lezevacha Shlam. Now this is a beautiful Pasuk, which is kind of a nice summary at the end of Parshas, the parsha of the various Kabbanis in Parshas Tzav, and says Zoysa Torah. What we've just established now are all the rules and regulations governing the oil and the mincha, the chatzah, the ashram, and the zevach hashlam. And the Gemara asks, what do I need this pasuk for? I mean, it's nice, poetic that we kind of do a quick summary, but it's really not necessary. And therefore, what the Gemara does is we're going to learn Shmuel Mishum Reb Lezer, each one of these Karbonis, which is enumerated in the Pasuk, comes to teach you not only for itself, but Zoyis HaTorah to be koilel other Karbonis just like it. And we're eventually going to come to the Inyan of Pesach Einibah El Menachur. Now we should bear in mind that this Braisa and the discussion surrounding the Braisa is not only going to go to the bottom of today's Amid, and not only to the end of the Amid Aleph, but it's really going to go into discussion, even the Amid Beis of Pei Gimel. So we're not going to come yet to the answer to our question today as to where Rebbe Akiva, what is his source, that Pesach Einu Ba'el Menachul. But rely on it that Amiyat Hashem, towards the bottom of the Amid Aleph, we're going to get to that Rebbe Akiva. But in the meantime, we're first going to go start the Braisa, or the member of Shmuel Mishum Reb Lezer, that goes through the various Kabbonis, and what do we learn from each one of them.
And this is the same as Reb Lezer ben Hyrcanus, the same Reb Lezer.
I assume so.
Bar Plukta of Rebbe Akiva above. So he's using Rebbe Akiva, we're learning Rebbe Akiva's limit from something that is basically derived from his opponent in this machlokes.
Let's see that mission tomorrow.
Okay.
Yokimar, so what are all of these lo'il v'lamincha? So we started with oil. Oil, what is the oil come to tell you? Oil to una kli. Just like when you bring a carbon oil, you need a kli. Afkol to un kli. All the other kabbanas, you also need a kli. Now the question is, what kli are we talking about? Mahi, which kli? Ilema mizrak. Mizrak means to be makabel, the dam of the shechita. You have to have a kli shareis. And that's what I'm learning from oila. It says, V'yikach Moshe chatzi adam v'yosem ba'agonois, v'chatzi adam zarek al mizbeach. What it means, agonis? Agonis means kalim. Kalim, klishar is it. And that being the case, right, Timur, I don't mean to learn it from Oila. By the shlam, it says itself, but yosim agonis. Ella, the kli that we're talking about is a sakin. Just like you use a sakin for purposes of the shechita, so too, by all the other kabbalas, you have to use a sakin. So you're thinking to yourself, what else might I have used? In the Masechtas Chulin, which we're going to start with Hashem in the not too distant future, we're going to learn that you could do shechita with a very, very sharp reed, or with a sharp stone. We're, of course, not knowing to do that, because that is quite complicated, quite difficult, and we always use a sakin. But halachically, you would be allowed to go and use a sharp stone or a sharp reed. But that's only for baser taiva. When it comes to kabonos, you have to use a sakin, just like we find by a carbon oiler. So you're going to say, where does it say in the Torah by a carbon oiler? Oiler guf min ala dechsev. Oh, and last week said, v'yishlach Avraham esyad v'yikach es ha-macheles lishchot es benoi. The word macheles over here means a sakin, because it's ma'achil. Anytime you shecht an animal, it's ma'achil the meat to the people. So therefore it has the name macheles. So we're talking about a sakin. And how do I know that this din of shechita by Avraham Avinu and the Akedah and Yitzchak Avinu is talking about an oiler? Well, some oiler, they say, I have the oiler tachas, but no, it's a kant klur, it's an oiler, and he used a macheles, it's a chasimah that you use a sakin by an oiler. So I learned from that oiler to all other kabbanis that you gotta use dafka a sakin. But that's what I use l'oiler. What do I learn from l'amincha? Mincha, ma mincha eina ne'echeles el zichrikuna. Just like a mincha can only eat b'zichrikuna, you have a b'fei shepasik, called zocher b'bnei aharon yechlena. So, just like a mincha, which is kachi kudishim, can only be eaten zichri kunikum, half kol. Ein echol el zichri kuna. All other kachi kudishim can only be eaten by zichri kuna. Now the question is, which other kudishim are you trying to be marba from the karm mincha? Ichat is the oshim, behedik sib. It says befeirish in the pasik. Rashi brings in the top that zei lechom mekodesh kadoshim and eish lechom chatosim lechom hasham the mekodesh kadoshim techlenu kol zocher bekahanim yecholoyis. It's got to be the zocher bekahanim, only the zichrei kohuna. Say bazoi, I don't need to learn from mincha to chatos yosham. Maybe it's come to tell you by the zivchei shalmei tzibur, because that's the only other kodesh kudishim that we can think of that has a din that it's necha l'kohanim. Because after all, if you think about it, how many kodshi kudishim do you have? You have, of course, the chattas and the asham. You have, of course, the oila. And you have the karban mincha that we just mentioned. But oila, of course, you cannot eat, so there's no dinner of zichrei kohuna. The chattas of asham has its own pasik. Mincha has its own pasik. So what else are being marba? So we have a very, very rare karban, rare in the sense that it's only brought once a year, and that's the zivchei shalmei tzibur. What do you bring the zivchei shalmei tzibur together with? Together with the shtei alechem. And those are called shlamim, but it's shalmei tzibur as a din of kachi kudishim. And that can only be eaten by the kahanim. You're telling me that that's what I'm learning from the word mincha. I learned it from another pasik. What's the other pasik? Because kodeshim techlenu kol zocher yoichol oisai. And I learned from that pasik limud al zivchei shalmei tzibur jenachol el zichrei kehuna. What's the basis of that limud? Because apparently that pasuk is extra. We have another pasuk to tell us that. If you look at the Rashi Ksaviad, second line, Mikodesh Kedoshim Techlen, Kol Zocher Yechol Oisel, El Minei Ksiv, V'zei Lechem, Mikodesh Kedoshim Min Eish, V'chol Karbonim, V'chol Min Chosim, Uksiv Basri, Mikodesh Kedoshim Techlen, V'lei Tzorech, V'chol Hanach, T'siv, Bikro, V'lil Minei, V'kulei Ksiv, Zchorim. It's a Sahar, buyum. Anyway, so the pasuk is superfluous. Since it's superfluous, it comes to tell you not only the various karbanas which are enumerated in that section, but also the zivchei shalmei tzibur. That being the case, so what do I need the mincha to go and teach you the din that zivchei shalmei tzibur can only be eaten by zichrei kohuna? So tomorrow, you're right. Tanoi, in fact, it's a machlokes tanoim, which pasuk we use for the makar. Ikad ma'aseh l'mahacha. Some learn it from our karban mincha over here. And some learn from that other pasuk of the Kodesh Kedoshim Techlenu, the Gav the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. And mentioned tomorrow, we're going to continue on with the Chattas and the others enumerated in the pasuk. Have a wonderful day.